episode will contain lots of spoilers for lots of books. If you don't want any spoilers for any books, maybe read all the books and then come back. I don't have anything Perfect. Else. Do you think that was good?
That's great. Yes.
Great. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Friend.
Hi.
It's 2023. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm so excited for today. There's nothing I love more than statistics and complaining.
Me too.
I'm so excited. What is today's topic? Do you want to just jump right into it since it's what we would normally do with the start of every episode?
Sure. So we are doing the end of the year recap for 2022. Even though we're going to be a month into 2023, it'll be our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Doing the pod. Very exciting. So we thought that an end of the year recap would be fun, and we can go over the books that we hated, the books we loved, just everything in between, and it'll be great.
Yeah. Kenzie was so kind as to, as always, write us an outline. And so we've got some discussion topics, but it's going to be a little bit more of a freeform episode as we just talk about all the books we read in 2022. How many books did you read last year, friend?
152.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? How about you?
Friend, let me take you on a journey with me, okay? Let me take you on a journey. It's called I Track in Too Many Different Places. Mm-hmm. I set a goal that I'd like to read 200 fiction books. So again, I don't track any nonfiction, and I don't usually read graphic novels, so I don't track graphic novels. Mm-hmm. Last year, I decided to, on the last day, on the 31st of December, I decided to start tracking graphic novels. So I track my books in three different places. There's three different apps mm-hmm. that I use. Some of them have different features, some of them, and then two different apps, and then one is my book spreadsheet. Here's mm-hmm. the problem with this methodology is that not all of them had the same number of books tracked.
Right.
So I spent the last day, I mean, hustling to get to my 200 book goal.
Uh-huh.
Well, I hit it only to go through my books and to sort out my data, only to find that I read 204 books.
Oh, so my God.
I didn't need to even stress out as much as I did.
Of course.
So I read 204 books.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, some of them were not amazing. Some of them some of them were better left on the shelf.
I also have the too many tracking places because we also have our book journal
that we have to fill out. Oh, yeah, God, I forgot about that.
Yes. So there's Storygraph, Goodreads, the book mm-hmm. journal, plus our spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm going over one of my goals this year is to read more books off of my physical TBR. Mm-hmm. So I'm going over my books in my bookshelf spreadsheet, and it is just like, it's so much. Who knew
really
a
is.
Hobby would do this?
A hobby? There's that one sound on TikTok that's like, this isn't a hobby. This is all consuming. This is everything I can't. Yeah. What is your favorite way to track books?
I think the spreadsheet. What is it called? Not the bookshelf spreadsheet, but the regular reading spreadsheet that I have for 2023. I think that's one of my favorites because I have like the same amount of stars that Storygraph does, like where it has like 0.25, 0.5 and whatever. And that's one of my favorite features on that app.
Oh.
So
yes. I don't really care that much about rating. I think that's a difference between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care that much about rating books. I care more about the data of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I care about the instant gratification of putting things in and it tracking my book goal. So the reason that I like to use an app to track is we haven't set up yet a book goal, like how percentage, which mm-hmm. Excel spreadsheet, Monarch, Queen, please set up one of those for me. Just for me. I like being able to add a book and be like, oh, you're on track. You are 57% of your way to your goal. Mm-hmm. I don't like when they tell me I'm behind, but they do all the time. So mm-hmm. that's fine. And I also really enjoy when I flip a page and I can go, I'm on page and it's like, mm-hmm. wow, you're 73% of the way through the book.
Yes.
Gratification. Especially if it's a book that's hard to get through. I can't tell you. You can tell if it's a book that I'm struggling with by the amount of entries I have per, like, for the page numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one book that I really am struggling with? Friend, it's The Gilded Wolves.
Oh, yes.
It's been 2 years. Oh, I did it. I finished Beach Read.
Oh, my God.
We need an applause button. We need a soundboard applause button because that was the book that I told you that I didn't think I was ever going to finish. Guys, what happened when y'all read that didn't happen to me? Because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
I have yet to read an Emily Henry book, but I think I need to just to understand what's happening.
I think I've shared that Emily Henry just might not be my cup of tea because I've also read The People We Meet on Vacation, and that also sparked no fires.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just not for me.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I do love the name Augustus, though.
Yes, but it always like does remind me of Augustus Gloop.
Nope, I was thinking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you see that one video by John Green where this person had...
I saw it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I saw it before John Green
duetted it.
And I was like, on knee. No. Are you kidding? And then when at my... Okay. So in case you don't know, you can go to John Green's TikTok and find it. A person makes a video and because there was just the 11-year anniversary of John mm-hmm. of The Fault in Our Stars coming out as a book.
I think so.
Yeah, because it came out in 2012 and it's 2023 now.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10-year. Maybe it was because it was back in December. So I don't know. Whatever. They make a video talking about how at the time they were married to a woman who was dying of terminal bone cancer. And now, the book came out in 2012. The movie came out in 2014. And so in 2014, she sees this movie for the first time and she's struggling because her wife is dying of bone cancer. And she's like, wow, this movie has so many parallels to my life. And then she gets the book and she's like, oh, there's exact quotations from my mm-hmm. wife's life. And that's how she finds out that her wife is faking dying of bone cancer. And then at the end, the woman goes, oh, yeah, well, my wife is my now ex-wife is alive and well. And John Green goes, well, I don't know about well. Oh, my God.
That was so funny.
Yeah. One of the only signed books that I have is The Fault in Our Stars.
Now, see, I'm on the completely other end of the spectrum where I have a signed book from a monster romance author that I met at Comic-Con.
I love it. I love it.
Also, they spelled my name wrong, which so fun.
Did they spell it with a C?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Matt Kenzie. Well, you know, that's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair.
I tried reading it and it was bad. Sorry if you're listening to this.
I mean, if they're listening to this, that's impressive. You know who does listen to this podcast, friend?
Hmm.
The incredible person who does my hair.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. Oh, friend. Let's look at the thing. Favorite books. Maybe we should save this for the end, because this is going to be the longest topic. Or we can do this at the top, whichever one you want.
So, our favorite books of 2022.
Okay. First of all, I would like to preface something. So I've talked about them before. And I've talked about their ranking system before. My favorite book talker is My Name is Marines. Mm-hmm. And Marines has talked about how there's a difference between loving a book and enjoying a book and seeing a book as a quality piece of writing. And I like to distinguish between books that I love, books that brought me enjoyment, books that sparked, Marie Kondo it, books that sparked joy and therefore became favorites, and saying So there's books that sparked joy, and then there are books that I say, this is a quality piece of fiction. So I do differentiate between the two. When I say my favorite books, I'm not saying this is the highest quality fiction. It might be. Some of these are absolutely fantastic fiction, literary works of art. But I'm saying that they also sparked joy, and they might not be quality works of fiction. They are a Venn diagram, and I think it's okay to enjoy things that aren't quality works of fiction. And it's also okay to not enjoy quality works of fiction. That's the other thing I've seen. BookTok has this obsession with, you have to love the classics. You have to love these really well-written books. No, you don't. You can love the classics. You can love fantastically written books. There are books that are absolutely incredibly written. They are intricate. They are ornate. They are truly pieces of art in the way they are written. I don't want to read it ever again. It was god awful and I didn't enjoy it. It sparked no joy and I hated it the whole time. And that's okay. Why do we have this pressure on ourselves? So I just want to clarify for me, and maybe for you, friend.
My favorite books. I just go all willy nilly.
Okay. Well, my favorite, when I say my favorite books, they sparked joy. And yes, they could be fantastically written. They may be. But this is not a critique of their literary prowess. This is a, did it spark joy for me? Okay. Right. And that was my preface to this section.
Amazing. All right. So we can't go without me mentioning The Queer Principles of K-Wen. That one was one of my favorite books ever of 2022, probably in my whole life, not going to lie, because it was just so good. Everything about it was perfect, except for that one scene that you pointed out that now I'm just kind of like, oh my God. But yeah, that one was one of my favorites. Kat Sebastian quickly became one of my favorite authors of last year and probably of all time. So that's, yeah, that's one of mine.
I read a different Kat Sebastian book last year and I was really expecting to love it. You and I got it when we went to the Rip Bodice. I didn't like it very much.
Was it something by the Marquis?
No, it was Sapphic. It was something mischief. Let me find it on my list.
A Little Light Mischief.
Yeah. That, I don't, I just found it. Yeah. I don't know.
I gave it 4 stars, but I don't remember it.
It just felt really bland. Like,
yeah.
Again, the plot, like, okay. So I don't know. But I did read another Kat Sebastian, just for you, friend. Just for you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, are we doing back and forth?
Back and forth.
Okay, I'm going to start from my last day, which was, I read 54 books, I believe, on the 31st of December. Right. Some of them, I think some of them were, okay, so I read 36 actual books, as in just text, and then I read 18 graphic novels.
Mm-hmm.
But, hold your horses, everyone, my favorite of 2022 were absolutely Garlic and the Witch and Garlic and the Vampire.
Yes.
By Bree Paulson. I thought they were so sweet. First of all, I love Garlic. I love Garlic as a character, and I love Garlic as an actual herb food plant. Hello, Bonnie. Bonnie just jumped up in the background. I love Garlic, so I was immediately intrigued by the concept of Garlic as a character. Mm-hmm. I thought the whole storylines were adorable. The illustrations were gorgeous. I mean, it's Garlic. She's cute.
Right.
It's Garlic. And there's Carrot. So what's going on there?
I know.
I want you to read Garlic and the Witch, because Garlic and the Witch. Did you read Garlic and the Witch, or did you read Garlic and the Vampire?
I think I read Garlic and the Witch because my library does not have Garlic and the Vampire.
Which was, I struggled to find Garlic and the Vampire too in my Libby, which was weird. But I thought they were fantastic. 10 out of 10 enjoyed. 5 stars, which, it was just so cute. I just thought it was adorable. It made my heart happy. It was just good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I have no other, I'm sure I could do like in-depth commentary and critique, but I actually don't want to.
That's okay. You definitely don't have to.
I'm just going to enjoy it and just enjoy.
So. Right. I also read Garlic and the Witch. That was actually my first book of the year.
Starting off strong.
I know. So far, all of my books have been like 3.5 stars or up, which is very exciting. Which is wild because I've read already like 10 books. So nice. That's fun.
I know. 10 books? I
know. Yes. Kind I got behind. Kindle Unlimited again.
You have to stop with Kindle Unlimited. You need to read your physical TBR. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you're never going to read them.
But I don't have monster romances on my physical TBR. Except for that one that's really bad and I don't want to read it.
So you should give yourself a reward system. For every 3 read of your physical TBR, 1 monster.
That actually sounds like a good idea.
I think I've read 7 books so far this year.
Oh my gosh, look at you. Any good ones?
Yeah, actually. Some fantastic ones. Do you want to save this for the end?
Yeah, we can save it for the end.
We'll talk about the books you've read this year. Okay. I've read some good ones and some not good ones.
Right.
Right. But I started off really strong, so... Anyway, good. What's your next one of your favorite books from this year, friend?
Okay, it's going to be 2. So The Empress of Salt and Fortune and then When the Tiger Came Down the Mountain. They're both by Nevo.
Love them.
And they're so good. They have some, I think it's Chinese mythology, I'm pretty sure. But very good. I highly recommend Nevo in general. I think that they are an amazing writer.
I only read 1 Nevo book this year, tragically, and that was The Chosen and the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in June.
Mm-hmm. And you know, not my favorite.
I think that I just don't like Greg Gatsby.
Yes. So there's this other book called Self-Made Boys, and it is a Killian retelling with a trans main character. And I'm like, I got like 19% into it. And it's like, the writing is great. It's beautiful. I don't know, something about that time period. I don't like it.
It's weird because I did actually read a early 1900s book this year.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I do not usually like early to mid 1900s historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Just normally doesn't cut it for me.
Yeah, I agree.
So my other book that I really enjoyed, Working Backwards, I read this again on the 31st of December. This book, I was not expecting to like it as much. And I only gave it 4 stars. And yet I keep thinking about it and I keep thinking about how much I enjoyed it. It's called Killers of a Certain Age by Deanna Raiborn. It's about these assassins that are now like in their 50s and 60s and they're being let go. They're retiring from the extra government organization that they've worked for their whole, mm-hmm. like since their 20s. So these assassins go on this retirement cruise together, this group of 4 women assassins. 5 women assassins? 5. Women assassins, anyway, and they're all like 60, and they realize mm-hmm. that one of the agents from their organization is coming to take them out, and they realize that even though they've dedicated the last 40 years of their lives to being assassins for this group, for this government organization, this extra government organization, so it's not attached to any government, they're mm-hmm. now going to be killed by that organization, so they have figure it out. And at one point, one of the women calls her wife, and her wife shows up with their cat. Like, it's just so cute. Like, and they like travel around and they do things. Anyway, it's just, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I just thought it was really interesting because you get to see this perspective that you don't normally get in spy thrillers, of what happens to older spies, what happens to assassins. I just thought it was endearing, and I really enjoyed it. So that was Killers of a Certain Age. Thought that was pretty funny.
Amazing. Looking it up right now. The next one is Pet by Akweke Emezi, and I believe that they also came out with another book that I have on my TBR because I'm very excited for it. But this one was, I think, a YA or middle grade book about a trans main character that, like, man, I think that they're helping a monster. I read this in January, so I apologize
A
if that's
year
not
ago.
correct. Yes. But it was
Yeah,
really
trying to
good.
remember the books we read last a year ago from now is can be difficult.
Yes. But I really liked that one. That one was perfect and amazing.
You really loved that book, I remember.
Yes.
I read that in 2021, I think. The new book in the Pet series is Pet Bitter, and I think it's a
Okay.
prequel.
Oh.
Yeah, because it says on StoryGraph, it's, you know how Pet is number one, and then it says that Bitter is 0.5, so it comes before it. Very exciting. Okay. I really enjoyed the book Counterfeit by Kirsten Chen.
Oh.
So Counterfeit. Ooh, and this is one of my favorite things. I love an unreliable narrator. I do. I really love an unreliable narrator. It's my favorite thing because when you read, you have to give all of yourself over to the narrator. It is an exercise in trust. And even when you read something like a thriller or a mystery and a suspense, which is one of my favorite categories, I read a lot of mystery, I read a lot of thrillers, I read a lot of suspense. You have to trust that what you're reading, what the information you're being given, is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, right? And so I love an unreliable narrator. And this book, Counterfeit, is the story of. I spelled counterfeit wrong when I just put it into StoryGraph. It is Kirsten, by the way, not Kristen. So, so this is the description. Ava Wong has always played it safe, a straight-laced, rule-abiding Chinese-American lawyer with a successful surgeon as a beautiful home. She's built the perfect life. But beneath this facade, Ava's world is crumbling. Her marriage is falling apart. Her expensive law degree has been used in years. And enter Winnie Fang, Ava's enigmatic college roommate from mainland China, who abruptly dropped out under mysterious circumstances. Now, 20 years later, Winnie is looking to reconnect with her old friend. But the shy, awkward girl Ava once knew has been replaced with a confident woman of the world, dripping in luxury goods, including a coveted Birkin in the classic orange. So basically, counterfeit scheme, counterfeit goods. It's fantastic. So you read the story first from Ava's perspective, and she's talking to the cops. So she's telling her perspective of what happened, and she's talking about how she was seduced into this by Winnie. She was pulled in. She's talking about the devastation of her life, her tragic marriage. Oh my, and you're like, wow, Winnie really pulled her into this. No, wrong. So she's telling this tragic story to the cops, spinning this web, going through it, telling the story. And then halfway through the book, it switches, and you suddenly get Winnie's perspective, and you find out that how they've been working together. It's so good. It's just such a good book. I really enjoyed it. I thought that there was really interesting commentary, but also it just was a really enjoyable book to listen to. I thought the writing was really good and I really enjoyed the narration. Enjoyed it. That was it. That was it.
Amazing.
Yeah. I read that one in the very beginning of December. I listened to it on audiobook.
Oh,
Yeah.
amazing. All right. So the next one, it's Before the Coffee Gets Cold, and I've talked about this one a lot too. So good. It is tragic, but in like the best way, and it is just so beautiful. But yeah, I really like that one. I really don't have much to say other than I love
I think it's
it.
such a beautiful book. It really tugs on the heartstrings.
Yes.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a little fireplace. Like it's a fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah. It really is so beautifully written. Can't recommend it enough.
Yes, I have the second book on my physical
On
TBR. Yes.
your physical
Yes.
TBR?
Yes.
On your physical TBR, so maybe you can read that one next.
Yes.
I say this to you as if I don't have like stacks of books on my physical TBR that I haven't touched. My next book is The City Beautiful by Aidan Polydoros. So it is a Jewish historical fantasy. It's Achillean. It's adorable. So The City Beautiful follows a young Jewish guy who's immigrated to America during the time of the World Fair. And he's living with roommates. And all of a sudden, one of the other gentlemen he's living with is murdered. And Jewish men are being murdered throughout the city. No one's really caring for it. And he falls in with someone he knew from his youth when he first immigrated to America. And you find out that he... I don't want to spoil it because it's so good. So it is historical fiction, but it is so fantastically written at times. And I love Jewish fiction. I really do. And I think The City Beautiful is so beautiful. Hey, The City Beautiful is beautiful. So I really enjoyed it. Twas good. Twas good. I do recommend it.
Amazing.
I think you would enjoy it, friend.
Oh, yes.
We can add it to your TBR.
Yes, to the ever-growing TBR. Yeah. The next one is A Dowry of Blood by S.T. Gibson, or St. Gibson, I believe. And it is so good. I wasn't that into it. I admit that I wasn't super into it.
You complained to me about it.
I did complain about it. However, it grew on me. The more time I had, like, separated from it, the more I loved it. So it is just like one of those books where it is like very gory, but it is very good, and I really like it.
I did read it. I had some trouble with this book.
Yeah,
I had some trouble with this book because what were you doing for all those years? Okay, my next book, The Portrait of a Thief by Grace D. Lee. Oh, I love this book. I wrote this on my TBR last year because Grace, the author's sibling, posted a TikTok being like, I don't do TikTok, but I'm promoting my sibling's book, like, about it. And I was like, okay, what is it? And, oh, it was just good. I just really enjoyed it. Heists, breaking in places. Fun little characters.
Oh my gosh. Have I told you about Kaleidoscope on Netflix?
No, what is it? It's Kaleidoscope. I'm going to start paying for Netflix.
It is like a heist show where Netflix gives it to you in like random orders. Except I think the heist is at the very end. So it's like hours before, days before, and then like months or so after, and like hours after, and blah, blah, blah. But it's really good. And I think that you might like it.
I probably would. One of the things that I really liked about Portrait of a Thief is, so the characters are Chinese American and Chinese, and there's a huge discussion of diaspora identity and what it means to be a diasporic human being, to be a person in diaspora, to like, what do you owe to yourself? What do you owe to your home country? What do you owe to your existence? So basically, they're a crew of all college students, pretty much, and they get picked to steal stuff, and they get to start stealing stuff. And like, one of the things here, like, when you go to Goodreads, because I went to it to see if anyone had written in the review about the siblings' TikToks, because that's how I found the book forever ago, and I wrote it in my silly little book journal last year. So it says, each student has their own complicated relationship with China and the identities they've cultivated as Chinese Americans. But one thing soon becomes certain, they won't say no to, you know, being involved in the heists. And I thought that was really interesting to read because all of the characters in the book have different experiences. And obviously, diaspora is different for every diasporic group. Every group has their own relationship with it. Every immigrant group, every ethnic group, everything. Right. But there are underlying themes that you can draw into. And so, like, as a Jewish person who is in diaspora, there's a lot of interesting things. As a child of immigrants, you can look at it. And I just thought it was so wonderfully written and I really enjoyed it. I thought I gave it 5 stars and I wrote it down, which is me writing down 5 stars.
What?
I really loved it. I thought it was a great book. And I thought the cover was so pretty. Have you seen the cover?
Maybe. Oh, yes, I have. Yes, yes, right. Yes. I think my partner and I almost bought it at Bookman's.
God, you should.
I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh. I'll buy it next time.
I'm going to start texting your partner things I want you to buy so that they remind you to buy things.
Perfect.
Yep, exactly. That's how it works. All right, your turn.
Okay. Ooh,
sorry. Yes. I just saw the next thing. I just saw the next book I'm going to say. No, you go. Your turn. Go.
Okay, so my next one is, Legends and Lattes.
That's on my list too. Okay, well, amazing. Then I'll take it off my list so that way I don't say it because we're gonna say the same ones. Oh, it's so good.
It is so good. And like the first time I started reading it was on Kindle Unlimited, and then I had to buy it because I was like halfway through it and I was like, I need to be able to highlight stuff right now or else I might die, to be quite honest.
I want a physical copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I'm doing this year is a no-buy/low-buy year.
Me too.
But yeah, Legends and Lattes is just so cute. I can't wait to see if we get a sequel.
Yes, I really hope that like the author, because the author really doesn't do books. Like, I think this is the first book that he's ever written.
Yeah, it's his debut as far as I know.
Yeah. So it's like, it'll be interesting to see if we actually do get another book or anything like that.
What if we get more books in the same universe?
With Dimple.
Like, what if we get, like, instead of, oh my god, a bookstore. Someone wants to open a bookstore across the street from Legends and Lattes. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to start crying. What if someone opens a bookstore? Okay. Yeah, Legends and Lattes was definitely a good book.
Yes.
It really sparked joy.
It really did.
Yeah.
Yes,
if anyone wants to send me a copy of the book, DM me and I'll give you my address. I'll literally give you my P.O. box. If anyone wants to send me any books, period, I have a P.O. box you can send me books to. So,
uh-huh.
If you want to send Kenzie books too, you can also send my P.O. box and I'll give them to Kenzie. So,
Yes.
Yeah, all couple hundred of you.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, my next book. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This might be my number one book of the year.
Oh.
Thistlefoot.
Oh, yes.
Thistlefoot.
Yes.
Yeah, Thistlefoot by Jenna Rose Nethercott. It's a Jewish retelling of Baba Yaga. It is, I'm struggling for words. It is so beautifully written. It is so rich. It is queer. It's alive. And I think that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we're really seeing a breath of life in Jewish fantasy. And this is one of the books that just, it grounds you into Jewish story. And it talks about diaspora. It talks about history. It talks about the past. And it talks about the future. It talks about where we live. So I saw someone be like, no real person would ever live like that. Absolutely they would. I know people like that. Mm-hmm. One of the characters is, they're like, he sounds like he's from the 20s. He like rides the railroads and does shows on the street. Yeah, you're telling, I know people like that. but yes, it's just, oh, it was so good. I love it. I want a physical copy of it so bad.
Amazing.
All right, your turn. Next book.
All right.
Follow that one up.
Yeah, it's, I don't think.
We have to do a spoiler warning at the beginning of this episode.
Yes. My next one, before I forget it, it is Heartstopper by Alice Oseman. And I really enjoyed it. I thought that it was so good. And it talked about difficult topics and everything. And it was great. I really liked it.
I liked it. I was not expecting the difficult topics, so yeah. That was a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I did read all of them, though.
Oh, amazing.
All in one day.
Yes. Me too.
So again, I was not expecting all the difficult topics to just pop up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. My next one. You actually recommended this one to me. Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School.
Oh, yes.
I love that one. I thought it was really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying everything's beautiful. I really enjoyed this book. I thought it was adorable. I thought it was super cute. Again, fantastic discussions of cultural connectedness. I thought it was just addressed really nicely, and I thought there was a lot of beauty in the way that the book talks about cultural connectedness. I just thought the book was good. I just enjoyed it. And the cover is so cute. The cover
is really adorable.
And I love the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is Priory of the Orange Tree. I did give that one 5 stars. It took me about 2 months to read it. Maybe more, but it was still so good. The ending was beautiful. The romance in it was amazing. I loved it. The dragons, oh my God. Although there weren't, like, a ton of dragons. I do want to say that. Like, there weren't as many dragons as I thought that there would be, but they're still dragons. So, and it's sapphic. It's perfect. So good.
I thought that they could have taken out a couple chapters. But other than that, I love that. I read that one in 2021. It was definitely
so long. Yes.
You know what I will say is the greatest part about the book? It's so cool to have it on your bookshelf and be like, yeah, I did read that.
Yes, exactly.
And then be able to talk about certain portions and be like, yep, proving myself, I did read it. But no, it is a really good book. Okay, my next one, Raybearer.
Oh,
I loved Raybearer so much. So Raybearer has been on my TBR for ages, and I was on my Libby's wait list. I was on my Libby's wait list. I mean, for so long, I was waiting, and there's literally like 3 copies, and there was like 300 people on the waiting list, and so it took forever. So I read it as an ebook, and it was so good, so fantastic. I cannot wait to read the sequel, which again has, I think there's like 7 copies and 190 people on the waiting list.
Of course.
And it got delivered to me during, like, on December 27th or something, and I started to read it, and then I was like, oh my God, wait, no, I have to hit my 200 book goal, so I can't read this very long book right now, because it's long, and I also don't want to speed read through it, because even though I can speed read and retain information, I didn't want to have a feeling of urgency, so I did the thing where I returned it, and I got back in line.
And
I'm kicking myself for it because I also didn't have enough space on my shelves to save it.
Yeah.
So now I'm back in line waiting for it, but I can't wait for it.
So the next one on our list is The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin. And that book was a trip. It was amazing. There was like twists and turns everywhere. There was the ending, which was like the biggest plot twist I've ever seen. And I wasn't expecting it at all. But it was so good. Some of it is in second person, which I find very interesting. But yeah, it was great.
It's on my TBR.
It's so good. It's a little confusing at first, but it gets so good.
Yeah. My next book. This one was recommended. And by recommended, I saw a video recommending it on TikTok by one of my other favorite book talkers. Thunder Reads. Their name is Maya. Mm-hmm. It was This Poison Heart by Kaylin Bayron. Oh, I love it so much. Okay, so it is just one of the best, well-executed YA fantasy fictions I've seen. So it's queer. The plot includes magic, old houses, wondering about your ancestry, where is this going? Surprise, surprise. It's so good. It's so good. And I'm going to read the second one to it this year because I cannot wait. I'm going to be getting myself a physical copy of the first one because I loved it so much. Is this one on your TBR?
It is on my TBR, yes.
Good. It's so good. I love it so much. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. It's everything you want in a YA fantasy fiction. I think that's what it was. That's why I really enjoyed it, because I think that a lot of YA fantasy fictions, not to be disgusting, but like, I feel like a lot of YA fantasy fictions these days, either something is marketed as YA fantasy fiction and it's very clearly supposed to be adult, or it's YA and it's supposed to be middle grade. And there isn't a lot of YA that necessarily feels age appropriate and still, you know, can be enjoyed by the masses. Obviously, I know that I'm not the target of teen books. Yes, technically I am a young adult. However, I think that there should be books that are created for young adults that aren't explicit, that aren't spicy, but that also aren't Harry Potter, like middle grade Percy Jackson. And I think that this book was just such a perfect book in that regard.
Amazing. All right, so this next one, I did give it a 4.5, but I haven't stopped thinking about it since I read it. It's called Winter's Orbit by Everina Maxwell, and it is so good. I recently read the sequel to it, and it is just perfect. I have no other words for it other than that it's so good. I think because it's sci-fi, I think I gave it 4.5 because some of the sci-fi elements I wasn't super into.
You're becoming a sci-fi girly.
I am.
Next, you're going to start reading nonfiction.
That's what I'm saying. It's nutso. But yeah, it was so good. And I highly recommend the sequel as well. They're both in the same universe, but the sequel is on a different couple and they go through. It's much more sci-fi-y, but both are marvelous. So good.
Wonderful. So this next book is Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata.
Ooh.
I cannot sing the praises of Convenience Store Woman highly enough. I think it is one of the most beautiful character-driven books I've had the pleasure of reading. Mm-hmm. It also highlights Convenience Store Woman is one of these discussions of neurodivergence and societal expectations and aging and expectations of where your life is supposed to be and milestones that you're supposed to hit. And it made me cry. It made me smile. And reading the reviews for it from people who clearly understand this character and people who clearly have no understanding. And this is obviously a generalization. I'm sure there are many neurotypical people who relate and many many neurodivergent people who don't relate, but it was very interesting to reread a lot of these reviews and see the people who took so much of it to heart and some of the people who were like, I don't get why she would do this. And I'm like, because this is exact. It was just, it's so good. I gave it 5 stars. I loved it so much.
Amazing. That's actually on my TBR. I've seen so much praise for it and I can't wait to actually read it.
I cannot praise it highly enough. And I will say the translator did a fantastic job. I read a bunch of reviews that were talking about the translation from people who've read it in the original versus who've read the translation and said that the translation was really well done. So I think that it was just beautifully done.
Amazing.
So good.
All right, the next one is another one that I rated 4.5 stars, but I can't stop thinking about. It's another sci-fi romance. it's called The Darkness Outside Us by Elliot Schaefer. And it is so good. I literally, there's twists and turns in it. There's some stuff that I wasn't super into, but I can't stop thinking about it. I have playlists that I listen to from it. And it is just amazing. I highly recommend it so much. It's so good.
So my next one is LA Weather by Maria Amparo Escalón, which is a contemporary book talking about a Mexican-American Jewish family, and it follows the different children and just their lives. And I love contemporary fiction, and I think that this was just such a beautiful one. One, I live in Los Angeles, so I like reading about Los Angeles. So I was like, LA Weather? Okay. And then I was like, it's Jewish? Okay. and as you know, so my partner is Mexican, so we have a Mexican Jewish family. So I was just, this book was really exciting for me, and I really enjoyed it. And I gave it 4 stars, but I keep thinking back to it, and it's always one of the books that when I think of what did I love reading during 2022, this is one of the books that always comes to mind. So.
Cool. My next one is actually also contemporary, which I know. It's I Wish You All the Best by Mason Deaver. It is about a non-binary high schooler that gets kicked out of their house because their parents don't approve of them. And it talks a lot about being non-binary in that experience, and they find love, and it is very sweet and very sad. But I definitely cried during it, but it was so good. I loved it.
Oh, I think you recommended that one to me. Okay, my next one is The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang. This book, I think, is one of those books. Remember how I talked earlier about quality writing versus sparking joy? Now, I wouldn't say this one sparked joy. It didn't spark joy. But I think that when you get to read something of this quality and of a story like this, it sticks with you. And The Poppy War is one of those books that, first of all, I think one of my siblings currently has my copy of it, so I'm gonna need that back hastily.
Rude.
Yeah, they borrowed it during Hanukkah, and it's been almost a month, so you've had your time. Bring her back. R.F. Kuang is just a master of writing, and I think that when I think about my own writing, R.F. Kuang is a level of aspiration that I dream of. And so The Poppy War was one of those books where it was a breath of fresh air to read that after some of the bad books that I had already read that year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So
Or
the next one is actually a series.
Wait, if you're doing series, I want to do series because I have a
You can
series
do
that I didn't
series.
include.
Okay. We can do series.
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 It's Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert. It is so good. I love this series so much, and the whole trilogy is just so great. I did hear one thing about the last book. I think it's Take a Hint, Danny Brown. I guess the Muslim representation wasn't the best, so that might be something to
I
look
think
out
that's
for.
what I heard. Well, do you remember how I told you about how I heard something about it, but I don't remember what I heard?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that is what I heard. That the Muslim rep isn't very good. That's
Yeah, so that
frustrating.
is something to look out for. But overall, I thought that it was written very well. There was a good amount of spiciness. It was great. 10 out of 10.
My next book. We've done an entire podcast on it. It's The Gilded Ones. It's the also we
Yes.
did read I did read Cemetery Boys again, but we already talked about Cemetery Boys, so I read Cemetery
True.
Boys, loved it. But The Gilded Ones, I love it so much. I do love it. That's it. I love it so much. You can listen to our entire podcast, hear me gushing about it.
Amazing.
We named the podcast Finally a Good Book.
Yes.
Yeah.
So go listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so one last one for me is actually a recommendation from my partner. They read it and they really loved it. It's
Is
called
it
Music from
sourdough?
Another World.
Oh.
No.
I like that one, and that was a recommendation from your partner too.
Yes.
Sorry, go
They have
ahead.
good recommendations. It's called Music from Another World by Robin Talley. And I thought that it was beautiful. It was actually written in like the 1970s, I want to say. So out of my comfort zone, but it was really good. And I definitely recommend if like you're into music, sapphics, it's great.
So, because we've been recording for so long, we've been recording for well over an hour now, we are going to be making this into a two-part episode. So, you've just listened to part one, which is the best of 2022. Next part is actually going to be the worst of 2022, plus things I forgot to say this apart because I just realized that there is a couple things that I did forget. But that's fine. I'm not going to make Kenzie edit this portion. I'm going to talk about it in the next part, which is going to be the worst of 2022 coming out in the future. On that note, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
You can follow us on at i10 Book Club on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Do we have a Twitter?
We do, but we don't use it.
Oh, sometimes I retweet stuff. Sometimes I do have a 5-minute limit on my phone for being on Twitter per day, so I am not on there very
That's
much.
amazing.
You can follow Kenzie at mac.jpg on Instagram and Time Traveling Cowboy on Instagram and TikTok. And we will see you all next episode.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.